أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل ينظرون إلا يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. The subject under discussion from the previous ayat is when Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and other ulama of the Jews had accepted Islam, but they wanted to practice still on something of the Jewish religion and which Islam did not openly forbid. So on that these ayats were revealed that once you have entered into Islam and enter fully into Islam, then no other way of life must be in your life. You must be a pure and sincere and genuine Muslim. Not that outwardly you have Islamic appearance and you do some amal of Islam also, but inside you follow other people's lifestyles. For us today, what is practical and applicable is that we follow the Western way of life, or we do something of the Jews or something of the Hindus, particularly wedding times we do like that. Our lifestyle, our dressing, we say we are Muslims, but we dress like non-Muslims. Whether it is a normally, and many people, they will dress like Muslims in the week, but weekend, then they wear the clothing of non-Muslims, etc. Our education system, we are Muslims, but we don't give any importance to our education system. We give preference to the schools, to the universities. Where our maktabs, we don't give that preference. We give preference to the schools, etc. Higher education, we give preference to Western education, to dunya's education. So for all this, Allah gives a sound warning that enter into Islam fully. Not just outwardly that you show you are Muslim, but inside you are doing the things of the non-Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala gave various other warnings also, and Allah gave us the opportunity and encouraged us to make tawbah and istighfar also. And if that also we don't take heed, Allah says, Hal yanzurun, kya wo usi ki raah dekhte hai? Then what are those people just waiting? Illa yatiyahum Allahu fi dhulalin min al-ghamam, ke aave un par Allah abar ke saibano mein. That on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will descend in clouds of Noor, wal Malaika, or Farishte, and Farishtas will also descend. In other words, the day of Qiyamah will have come. Are they just waiting for that day? And then they're going to make Tawbah. In other words, Allah encouraged us previously, make Tawbah now. Correct your lives now. Once Qiyamah Maut comes, there is no Tawbah. And of course, on the day of Qiyamah, then no Tawbah. Yea, in this world, if a person sheds one tear the size of the head of a fly, it moves Allah's rahmat and Allah forgives that person. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will cry until all his tears are finished, until his pus comes out and that gets finished, his blood comes out and that gets finished, but it won't move the mercy of Allah in the least. But here is the opportunity now. The day of Qiyamah will come when all awwaleen wal akhireen will be gathered, all the people, and in front of everyone's court case will take place. It won't be done privately and secretly, but everyone will see. The wife will see what her husband was doing. Her husband will see what my wife was doing. Parents will see what their children were doing. Children will see what their parents were doing. It will be all open. And nobody will be able to hide any evidence. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. And there are four evidence on every action that we do, good or bad. All that will be presented in front of a person. A person will have no choice, no option to deny or to lie or to make excuses. As many as in other ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, none of your excuses will be accepted also, because Allah has given everything fully and completely. So that is a day that a person should fear very greatly. It is not any small thing, and our iman must be on that day. If we have got doubts on the year after, then our iman is also gone. If we have got doubts on the life of the qabr, the day of qiyamah, jannah, jahannam, then our iman is in the first place not in order, and on that day we will have to suffer the consequences very terribly. So Allah is encouraging us here that make tawbah before the day comes, before your maut comes. Don't give preference, and this is the whole test for all of us. Are we going to give preference to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala or to man-made laws? Are we going to see to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or our desires, our lust that we have, our laziness that we have? Are we going to become humble for Allah, or are we going to become proud like shaitan? That when he was, when Allah asked him that why did you not make sajda, instead of asking for forgiveness, his haughtiness and his pride and his anger came to the fore, and he said that why should I make sajda to human being? And he brought his dalil and his proof also. I'm created from fire, and this insan is created from sand, and fire goes up, so it is superior. How can it make sajda to one sand that goes down, that is inferior? Today we also, many times we think we know a lot, and for everything we got an answer. Anyone tells us, advises us, tells us, we have got an answer for it. And we think we are very clever, but Qiyamah Day, all the smartness and cleverness of us will not help us in the least. But a person, Ya Allah Ta'ala, the end of this ruku also, and the end of the first half of the second supara, Allah is warning us that think of the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will come with all His majesty. The malaika will be there. Nothing of a person will avail him there. And it will be a day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Each one will be running away from one another. Each one will be frightened that somebody must not ask me for some help. Each one will be running away. It will be a day when people, when crossing Pul Sirat, the munafiqeen, they will have no light. They won't be able to see. And they will ask for light from their fellow people. And it appears it will be from the close family they will be asking light. They will say that, we were with you in dunya, help us out now. The husband will ask the wife, wife will ask the husband, but whoever was a munafiq, the other one won't even give them any light there. Though they were husband and wife here, they might have been married for 60, 70 years without an argument ever. But there, if anyone did not have true Islam in his heart, just an outward form, there it won't help him at all. Brother and sister, friends, nobody will help one another. Everyone will have to stand on his own feet and with his own amal. So we are warned about this. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ Or Allah, He ki taraf lautenge sab kaam. And have no doubt whatsoever on that day, everything returns to Allah, and Allah will be the judge on that day. And Allah will see to everyone. So we shouldn't be fooled of this dunya. Don't let what the people say, we are worried. We want the favors of the people, and we want to do everything to make people happy, and we don't even think whether Allah is getting unhappy with this. We speak a lie to save our skin at that time, but we don't realize how angry Allah becomes with us. That we are not worried about. We want to make our dunya, and we don't even think we are destroying our akhirah. And we are just worried about our nafs and our ego, and that what I say must go. I'm the big boss, and everyone must listen to me. This is not going to help us at all. On the day of Qiyamah, in this, how beautifully Allah has presented it, everything, and brought it to this, that think of the day of Qiyamah. And any person, even if he doesn't want to go in Jamaat, he doesn't want to become Bay'ah, he doesn't want to think of his reformation, but let him just think what will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah. That will also put him on the, make him conscious and let him understand. But if our skulls are too thick and there's this terrible veil and we don't want to give in and we just follow our nafs and make ourselves happy that we are all right, what I'm doing is all right, and we don't think of correcting ourselves, then nobody will be to blame. As Allah explains in the 8th Supara, everyone will blame one another. A person on that day will realize. Kafirs will ask for some help from the Muslims and they will be rebuked and said, no help for you whatsoever. Everyone will be for himself. May Allah guide us and let us realize, and let us not become submit to our nafs and our folly and to this dunya, and to try and make people of the dunya happy, and we don't worry about our reality and ourselves. Allah save us from that. Well,